An alleged Chinese-American double agent and her FBI handler pleaded not guilty this week in a Los Angeles courtroom. Trials for both are tentatively set for July 1st. It may take months for a jury to sort out the charges against Katrina Leung and James Smith, but the case is already having political ramifications for the FBI. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro reports.
James Smith was a top counterintelligence agent in the FBI's L.A. field office. Katrina Leung was one of his so-called assets. She's a Chinese-American businesswoman with extensive ties on both sides of the Pacific. Her intelligence was so highly prized, it is reported to have landed on the desks of several U.S. presidents. Now, Leung is behind bars, charged with unauthorized possession and copying of classified documents. Smith is charged with gross negligence for providing her the opportunity and for failing to reveal his long-term love affair with Leung to the FBI. Neither of them was charged with espionage. Lawyers across the country say it's a difficult pair of cases to prosecute, including law professor John Barrett of St. John's University in New York.
You can't really prove the case, you can't really defend the case without divulging a ton of information that the government ordinarily keeps classified. These indictments are filled with information that a few weeks ago was highly, highly classified.
Indeed, at least one man has resigned from his job as a result of the cases. William Cleveland, the now former director of security at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, has been identified as the unnamed second FBI agent in court documents, the one who allegedly also slept with Leung when he was a counterintelligence agent. This is deja vu for Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of Los Angeles. Back when he was an assistant U.S. attorney here in 1990, Schiff prosecuted Richard Miller, a field office colleague of Smith's who slept with a Russian spy.
It happens once and you're shocked. It happens two, three, four, five times, and you've got a problem that's been uncorrected that's damaging to the country.
The FBI declined to comment for this story, but at least one agent with the L.A. field office told the L.A. Times there's no evidence that the case goes beyond what has been charged in the indictment. California Representative Jane Harman, ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, calls the cases hugely embarrassing to the agency, if for no other reason than what's revealed in the affidavits filed to get arrest warrants, like the bit about Katrina Leung attending Smith's retirement party with video camera in hand.
What it prompts me to ask is what else was going on? This woman is alleged to have come to the retirement party for the FBI agent with a camera taking pictures of those at the party. How could that ever have been assumed to be appropriate?
Harman is one of a handful of lawmakers who has been privately briefed by FBI Director Robert Mueller. While some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling for congressional hearings, she says the cases should be allowed to play out in court.
These are allegations. They haven't been proved. But this comes after a series of allegations that were proved that show that double agents and lax cultures existed in the FBI. I think Congress is paying a lot of attention. I think FBI Director Mueller is paying enormous attention. He understands that his agency is on trial.
Several inquiries have already been launched within the FBI to determine what investigations may have been compromised by Katrina Leung and whether other improper relationships exist between intelligence assets and their handlers. In the meantime, lawyers for both defendants continue to assert their innocence. Attorneys for Leung argue that she is a loyal citizen who was stabbed in the back after 20 years of service. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.